You ready?
Close. Call our meeting back to order. We've got Commissioner Strathus and Pennell and Commissioner Strahan supposed to call in here. So, and Mr. Preston's ready for giving us a report, I believe. It's all yours.
Okay. We're going to wait for Mr. Strahan to call in, or no?
Oh, did you mean? Well, hold on 1 second here.
You didn't need me down here for this, did you?
Don't think so, sir.
Thank you very much.
He's supposed to call it when he gets to a position, so we can start with that.
Okay. We have Great River Engineering and Aegis Engineering here, so we'll start with what we continued on from this morning, and that was, I hope, a prioritization or some movement forward on Tiger 2. I handed out a new list.
I don't think you got one, Mr. Pennell. It looks just like the last one, except for Coon Creek has been taken off and
T-Highway's
been added to it.
As I stated this morning, prioritization is something I hope that the board would do, and since they did approve all of the projects, I think if we move forward with one or all, they'd be okay with that. I don't know how we want to open discussion on how we prioritize these.
Well, I mean, I'll jump in and then you can. There's multifaceted questions. The Boys Camp Road discussion, 11:15 or so, that was brought into the discussion of the of this Tiger 2 grant. I think in economic impact has got to be our number one criteria to decide these seven roads, because that over from a point system or a scoring system, if I was to understand the Tiger 2, that was even more important than safety. I mean, from a prioritization of a road. So even though we have safety issues throughout the county and even on these seven suggested projects, for us to get a hope of actually getting a grant, we have to first and foremost weigh economic impact higher than safety in this discussion. So I wanted to probably point that out. And I think that changes the dynamics. And when I say economic impact, from understanding the reading of the grant, it's not a job shift from one location of the county to another or taking them from a neighboring county, but actually net new creation of jobs. So in the criteria of those factors, we need to look at that within those roads.
As you say that, I'm thinking that's pretty hard to do.
That's what the studies. That's why the study was going to cost more.
To actually come up with a basis that you're going to bring in new jobs from, and say that again?
Creation of new jobs. People are going to choose to expand their existing business because of the infrastructure improvement.
I remember that being mentioned the other day, and I understand they're thinking. That's going to be pretty tough to do.
Well, I mean, the one that I would say that...
As I look at these projects.
The one that seems to be the most obvious as a blank canvas would be the Maple Street expansion. We have raw land that's commercially... that's already been through the TIF process. I think some of that property is TIFed from Hollister, but they've gone through some of the planning to show that they're hoping that businesses may add a second location on that area. So from an economic impact, that has the highest potential, I see, from the aspect of that. Fall Creek, I would probably say that Fall Creek would be a close second because of the intersection between Fall Creek and 165. There's some vacant land neighboring that intersection that could create economic growth in those areas. But one could argue the same thing with the J Highway. T Highway is pretty much built out already. That's more of a safety issue, which we need to focus on, obviously. Coon Creek's a safety issue, but not economic impact. But, yeah, the criteria is a very interesting thing. So,
Is it safe to say we're going to move forward with the long-range planning?
The commission agreed that we just got to figure out how we're going to choose what engineering firm.
Okay.
I think that was that's where we left it. Chuck,
I agree, yeah.
We just kind of said we got to figure out how we're going to choose.
And
we have very capable engineers.
All of these decisions being very time sensitive, the sooner we make the decision, the better off we are.
So with those factors of economics, Frank, and then more importantly, the matching type of dollars, you had mentioned when you came to the microphone, $500,000 to $1 million you would be willing to see invested in the Tiger II from a matching grant perspective.
Did I understand you, Jim, to say before lunch that you were guessing or whatever that Frank would have been thinking that the Boys Camp project would be included in that amount?
Yeah, that was one of the questions we had for you when you weren't here. I mean, obviously we were having a discussion, but it kind of grew is, you know, right now the Boys Camp Road application, which we've tabled, is $250,000. So if you say I have $500,000 to put toward Tiger II money, is half of that $500,000 already taken away with Boys Camp Road?
Boys Camp Road would be included in this funding scenario.
Okay. So you're saying not to exceed $1 million in matching funds for 8 projects?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. With Boys Camp being part of that.
Just out of curiosity, where would Boys Camp Road fall on? If you have those 7 plus Boys Camp Road, where would you put Boys Camp Road as an importance?
And can we add that you're not including economic? It doesn't have to be economic, just on the...
Well, sure, we can do that. And then the other question, additional to that, would be how cheap could we do it if we did it ourselves?
To answer the first part, where would it fall in this category? It would depend on what criteria we were using to make that decision. And based on Tiger II criteria, I would rank it very low.
Okay.
In this list. From a public safety perspective, in my tenure here, it hasn't happened, but there's a potential for catastrophic flooding. So from a public safety perspective, this may even rank higher than T or some of the other ones we've talked about, because it's the only way to get in or out of that neighborhood.
Okay.
So the three projects, I have them marked. I think you mirrored my comments. The three project, based on the criteria of economic impact and potential new jobs, as written in the grant language, would be Fall Creek Road and 165, Maple Street, East-West Corridor, and then I have secondarily all of Fall Creek Road. Those were the three that I came up with.
So if you're from a Tiger II, economic, it's Fall Creek. I really don't want to think about Fall Creek as the entire road project. I think it's too big. I don't think we'll get any of it. And I'd rather fix the intersection that's still, I mean, it's almost weekly. I drive by that intersection and see a big old RV high centered on that corner. Even though we've improved it greatly, it's still, it clearly says no buses. Usually the bus sign's wedged up against the RV as it's stuck. So.
From an economic impact, boy, to me it's between that and the Maple Street. And then the question is, at least in my mind, in Maple and improvements, we're sort of forecasting that will be developed. We're creating that potential more so than it is now. Where Fall Creek, we would, I think, be making...
You got to remember, the Maple Street is, the engineering firm has said they're not going to charge us for that application. So that's why it's really high on my list.
Why wouldn't you get it?
Exactly. Why wouldn't we go ahead and let them do the application for us? The only question would be is the matching funds part.
I've not scoped out any signalized intersection and those improvements, so I wouldn't know what kind of number to throw at you for that.
I think there's no need for discussion there. The board said those seven projects. It's one of the seven projects. It's not going to cost us to submit it, so.
Let's do that one.
Do it and go on.
Okay. That's Aegis, I think, is who we said that we were in that
I'm
sorry, I was looking at you, Larry. It was Great River, Jerry. Everyone's got three-letter acronyms. I wish we'd change that. Oh, yes, EGIS. How's that for math?
Okay.
Math and English.
So, but I guess we're not done there, because are we going to, do we need to discuss a match?
Once we get the information on what the total project cost is
going to
be, and then we can see what kind of percentage.
Okay.
You may have to get close to the microphone, guys.
Yeah,
because Danny may want to rehear this. And as you're coming, one of the questions is, when do we have to decide the match amount? And you can always sit here, too, if you want to sit and spread your paper.
Join him, Mel, if you want.
Mel, Larry, you? If you want to come close to the microphone, too.
All right. You all right? All right.
You're welcome to come here.
So what you were saying, Spencer, is let's save the time at this point on how much match. Let's just discuss, make up our minds, and we've made up our mind for you all to go ahead and do what you said you would on Maple and go forward. Is that right?
Correct.
Wonderful.
You need to meet at some point before the, I don't know, would you have to check and see whether that's required at the pre-application stage or whether that's...
I've got it.
The reason I say it's important is because a representative from the banking syndicate is coming down sometime in late July, and that if they say they're going to give us the easement, which is what they're talking about, there's a value with that we could add to our dollar figures that makes the grant look even more attractive. Correct.
But here's one thing I want to be careful of is that the timing of that transfer. I mean, we need to coordinate the timing of that transfer for that right away, if it is in fact donated. In some cases, if it's donated before you go through the process, you don't get to count it. So we're going to want to look at our timing on that.
Well,
but with this process, with this being, they'll have a decision made by September. They're saying right now by the end of September, then it should not be a problem with timing.
Well, and that's part of where we won't know until they get here, whenever they commit to a day, and. That's part of what I was wondering, because it could change the dynamics of the application substantially, I think.
And Chuck, to answer one of your other questions, at the time of the pre-application is when we have to say what our match will be.
At the pre-app?
Yeah.
So the 26th. Okay.
But you're saying you'll have a cost before then, and then we could... figure a percentage or however how we want to look at it. Then.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So you're going to... So then I move that we assign Aegis... Oh, my gosh. Great River to apply, do the pre-app and the final app for the Maple Street improvement. Is that clear enough?
Number 5
on the Frank list. Which means I'll have to give that to Jim now. Do you have an extra copy now?
I do.
That way I can get it to the...
You can record it. Number 5.
Of that document. So that's the motion. I don't think we ever officially assigned that to GRE. We talked about it.
Okay. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay, so... T Highway... intersection. I'm going to jump the T Highway intersection. Danny mentioned it. I think you mentioned it from a safety perspective. From an economic impact, if anybody wants to chime in, is there economic impact that I'm not seeing?
Just in talking about general context, I mean, congestivity, traffic congestion, as it's in safety or other issues. And when you have an area with a high congestion, if you can improve the efficiency of the intersection, then you can show reduced travel time, reduced CO2 emissions, and you might be able to build a case on that.
Right.
It's just a function of the volume of traffic.
Yeah, totally different than the Maple Street concept.
Right.
Probably a harder sell to get the economics as high.
I can remember a realtor, I believe, maybe more than one, saying that because of the bridge being a problem for people to cross at Branson, that they had a hard time showing and selling property on the other side of the bridge, which just is a part of that situation. We're believing that we're solving part of that problem, a big part of it, by the bridge and roundabout. And so this is another piece of it. And I don't think it'd be too much of a stretch to say that a lot of the similar type development that would happen on maybe not quite as large an area is open, but residentially, there's a large area, whether commercially it would be as high as an east-west corridor.
Right.
But anyway, it fits in my bottom line.
Frank, what do you see as the improvements in that area? If you were to improve T Highway intersection, what do you envision there?
I would envision geometry-wise, making the entire intersection larger, slight realignment, and a turn lane in each direction, so that you wouldn't have the stalling or the waiting for the. And tagging on to what Spencer said, there's research that's been done where you can actually tie dollar figures to per minute that's waiting in traffic.
Right.
And you look at studies in large cities like Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles, there are millions of dollars of wasted fuel and people's time in these types. So that is an economic impact, but it's completely different from the one at the other intersection. So it would be relatively, I don't see it being signalized unless I'm completely off base there, but I don't see it signalizing. It's just creating a larger intersection and turn lanes.
Chuck, who do you see? What engineering firm do you see doing that one? I don't think that's a new project.
Didn't this one rank on MoDOT's list also? One of them was number four on MoDOT's list. I don't remember which one it was.
It wasn't this one.
I just remember, I think Frank said it was high, but I don't...
He never gave us a ranking, but he said it was...
That might have been F Highway, Highway 160, I believe.
I'm wondering, as you asked the question, whether MoDOT's looked at that, whether they've done any work on it at all.
I think Frank responded to that at the meeting, and that they're aware of it, but they haven't done anything to move forward on it.
Okay. Well, let's put off that question. Let's see who.
Okay.
I feel like that's towards the top of the list myself.
T-Highway?
Yep.
Okay.
Ton of traffic. It would create economic development. Help that along, maybe.
The other one would be Fall Creek Road, which, you know, the engineering firm that did the initial preliminary drawings has not participated at all of our meetings, so.
And that's such a big project that it doesn't fit here, maybe.
Well, I'm talking about just the intersection.
The intersection.
Just doing the intersection from right. 165 and rejoining near the old bed and breakfast, I think is what, you know, over the, what are they called, the Falls subdivision, near that intersection over there. From what I understand, there's preliminary drawings we showed during the Transportation Advisory Board. It's a major cut-through, pass-through now for the Branson. So from a safety and congestion, and then from an economics, that's an undeveloped intersection if you move it down to what they're talking about.
How much money are you willing to put into engineering on that project? Thought about that?
Well, considering the engineering firms are here listening, I would say a dollar less than they're suggesting. There's going to be some serious redesigning, obviously, in that. The whole hope is, talking to Branson, if we can improve Fall Creek, they'll take it over, and then it gets out of our maintenance program, which then saves us money long-term anyway from the annual, you know, I think our number is about $4,500 a mile. And it's a two-mile road, a two-and-a-half mile, so it costs us about $10,000. Isn't it about two-mile road, Frank?
I think it's two. It's stage
2.4. So, it's costing us about $11,000, $10,000 to $11,000 a year just to maintain that road. So from an investment perspective, that intersection is probably going to cost at least $1 million. I mean, and mostly it's going to be right-of-way acquisitions probably. But out of all the other projects, I don't see any other one that really provides economic impact. I mean, MoDOT's looking at the roundabout. They're looking at, Frank, they mentioned in our meeting, they're talking about putting a stop sign up on 160, mm-hmm. is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And doing away with the roundabout concept and just putting a stop sign on the...
To begin with, yeah, make Highway F the 160.
Yeah, make F, yeah. They're looking at a bunch of things that would be a fraction of the cost. So they're already trying to fix that congestion safety issue on their own. So for us to throw any design dollars into that kind of seems to be a little bit of waste until we figure out until they come up with some plans. Mr. Preston, what do you think?
Well, we have 1, 2, 3 engineering firms representing themselves to move forward. Are there any other? Are there any other free options here?
Well, I mean, the question is on the T Highway. What? I mean, obviously, I know. Aren't you guys just doing some of the sewer work? You've done some of the
at T Highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the sewer extension to the southeast of that intersection.
So, have you done any intersection work at all with surveying or anything like that?
Not at this point.
Okay.
No, we just surveyed the route of the sewer.
Okay.
Well, I guess another question is, answers aren't always easy. Questions are, how much is the commission willing to put into engineering on any of these projects? Because we've talked
engineering
$75,000, we've talked $50,000.
You're talking about application or engineering?
Well, the application.
Okay.
But there's assuming that an engineering firm is going to do that application.
Right.
And
one thing that's new with Tiger, too, is you have to show that you've started down the process for environmental clearances. So to make the applications for the Corps of Engineers or the Department of Natural Resources, Department of Conservation, that's one thing that they want to see is that you've made progress or that you've at least made application in that respect. So when we've done that with the east-west road, but I don't know. I doubt that's been done. So there would be that permitting or that contact anyway of those regulatory agencies that would have to go along with those other projects.
And that fits on all these projects.
Uh-huh.
And is that a?
It's. I mean,
10-hour job or 100-hour job or?
It varies by company, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
And let me throw out something real quick. Something Spencer and I talked about at the first meeting was that Aegis Engineering is qualified to do the design of these. Great River and HDR have the experience in the application process, mm-hmm. for the federal applications. And so if we were to get one of these projects, I think it would benefit the county for one of those firms to do the bulk of the application process on that with our help. You know, we could do the applications to DNR, the Corps, or whatnot, but we don't have the staff available to do the permit application in this amount of time.
Okay.
And I hate throwing away work like that, but you know, it's best for the county.
Yeah, we'd rather know that up front. Okay.
Travis, you want to say anything? You want to come to the microphone?
Stick your neck out.
I've heard what I've had to say before, so it's Travis Hire with HDR again.
What do you think what you guys would have to do knowing the application process on T Highway or Fall Creek?
The most recent number I heard since the forms have actually come out, we've seen exactly what they're wanting, is in more in the 40,000 range.
Okay.
Originally, we kind of talked about 75, but I think it's actually been simplified a little bit. So,
okay.
For T Highway, for the planning one, I think that's something we could get done at no cost. But
the plain one you could do at no cost?
Yeah.
Quite. Yeah, it's being recorded. Good.
That was Travis HDR.
Yeah, there you go.
That doesn't quite require the same analysis as some of these other ones, but...
Okay, can I just play Let's Make a Deal here then?
I don't know. Be careful. I lost my head this morning.
Well, I didn't lose it. I'm just saying we can't... What do you guys, from a Great River perspective, on Sea Highway or Fall Creek? They're thinking. That means I put them on the spot.
You put them on the spot. I believe you did.
Perfect.
Basically, when we talked to Washington, the planning grant is not that big a deal. We can do this for free as well. It's not that big a deal. These two projects, we don't have basically any background on or anything, so we'd have to charge. It'd just be a matter of working up the number. I mean, I'd honestly, I feel more comfortable if you give us 5 minutes to sit down and talk and work up the number.
Well, we can go on to something else.
I'm just trying to be honest with you.
I'd rather you guys think about that. Why don't you guys go shoot us a number or something? And
okay.
If you don't mind, the planning grant thing.
If you need something besides the hallway, the clerk has a
conference room
right down. Okay, what were you saying?
We got other things we can talk about.
Oh, yeah.
The one thing, we'll just change gears real fast while this is happening. Well, let me just go back to the project. I'm not really in favor of going any more than those three projects. Fall Creek, Maple Street, and T Highway at the most, and not knowing what their prices are going to come out back at. I'm not thinking so much of what it's going to cost to do the application. It's the matching dollars. I want to make sure we match at least 20%. I think Frank Miller of MoDOT clearly said that he thought 20% matching would help our chances tremendously. So that's what I'm just trying, if I'm doing the math. If we did 20% of every 20% of $1 million project is $200,000, that gives us $600,000. You said $500,000 to $1 million. Mm-hmm. If we threw Boys Camp on top of that, it's another $250,000. That puts us at $850,000. If we wanted to throw Boys Camp, my suggestion on Boys Camp, Frank, just to let you know, was do nothing until September. We hear back from Tiger 2. I mean, I hate to do it that way, but we've already got confirmation that money's there. Now, I was going to ask Travis something here about the CDBG. Can we change gears and define a different project like T Highway?
I doubt it.
Okay.
This funding came from a disaster supplemental funding thing, so
it's got to be.
It's kind of flooding issue type.
Gotcha.
Money. The only thing I'd say on delaying it till September is when they awarded 11 of these, I don't know, but I guess this may be or. Is or towards the very bottom of the last one to get signed. I mean, they've been kind of waiting for a while, so we need to. They may be willing to wait until September, but I definitely want to check that out because I think they've been kind of holding on to this quite a while already. So,
okay, thank you. That helps.
While you're there, Travis, I just F Highway is just such a big, highly used intersection. I keep thinking that that's one that we might have to look at, and I don't know, MoDOT's looked at it and this, that, and the other.
What I'm kind of hoping is the way they're talking about changing it now to make 160 to F kind of the through direction, we had actually talked to him about that as how that came up. I think Tom Ryan had suggested that to him. And the Cedar intersection here in Forsyth, the money that MoDOT was putting towards that was an earmark. I want to say Joanne Emerson, but I couldn't.
It was Joanne Emerson. Yeah.
But it was designed for the 160, I think. So I'm kind of hoping maybe that they can shift that somewhere else to the 160 corridor. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea if that's possible or not. But now that 75,000 or so is out there, that I'm hoping to see MoDOT actually do something there reasonably soon. But
so are you thinking that just let that go a different direction, not mess with it on the Tiger 2?
Something needs to be done, but I think MoDOT will do something.
I mean,
won't swear to that, but I'm pretty confident saying they'll do something there.
Okay.
What if we took that $50,000 that Forsyth can't use and told them we want them to do that?
Match it? Tell them to match the money over there?
the project they're talking, this changing it, is that a got any sense? $1 million or $500,000?
Well, it depends on what they want to do. To me, the way it's set up now, I think they'd have to realign it some.
Frank Miller said $100,000.
Are we talking the McDonald's right turn?
No.
Oh, you're talking F?
Yeah.
M160? He said $100,000. That would basically be reconfiguration of the concrete island there, and striping, and some additional paving, and very simplified project is what it sounded like.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, that's off the list then, I guess. No need to fussing with that here.
No, I think you're right. I think
too small, okay.
The J intersection, I think we just leave that for now.
I do too.
I think that intersection kind of is driven by the easements on the other end. And then what else was on there? The Fall Creek Road, that's it. So let me, Frank, while we're, I wouldn't say stalling, but something else on the list for today was road petitions. Can you, and Danny's not here to talk about road petitions, can you get me a list of all the road petitions, at the specifically where what is on the books for people trying to petition? I know we've been holding them.
I can.
I'd like to know what we've got so I can at least be familiar with those intersections, those roads that have been submitted. I think Danny said he wanted to wait another 30 days or so before he talked about it.
About the road petition?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what he said before lunch. He said August.
He did remind me of that today. And also, I've had that discussion with someone on the commission about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I forget whom I had the discussion with. So I will get both of you or all three of you a list of all the roads that are currently on the petition list.
Okay.
I can try and buzz through a few of these real quick if you would like.
All right, you check.
Good.
I have a meeting. The office set up a meeting this Wednesday morning at 9:30 to meet with two of the gas company representatives. Also invited the city of Branson to attend that meeting.
What time?
9:30 this Wednesday morning. This upcoming Wednesday morning, David.
We won't be able to do that.
Pardon?
We won't be able to attend. Go ahead.
David Miller is on vacation, but a representative from the city of Branson will be here, and we will be discussing the issues that have been ongoing for quite some time. So I look forward to that meeting. At our last meeting, you asked me to come up with the new property owner for the Quail Road drainage issue. Gentleman by the name of Gary Miller works at the Branson Airport in maintenance.
Okay.
I have his contact information. I can provide that to you. To best of my knowledge, you didn't ask for me to move forward on that. Just gather the information of who the property owner was. This has been a problem. The next one.
Before we go on, what are we going to do with Quail Road?
Well, I'd say we ought to set a meeting with the new owner. And
see you haven't contacted him?
No.
Would it be appropriate to let Frank talk to him and see if there's any perceived or guarantees?
First step, yeah. Be fine.
Okay. Why don't you at least have a conversation to see what they understand is the situation with the county?
Okay. From what I can recall, the gentleman that sold him the house almost made it a condition of the sale that it would be repaired.
Well, that's what he was saying. I just want to make sure the owner sees it the same
way.
Okay,
so find out what the owner perceives as to how we're moving forward, if we are at all with this.
Right. With the drainage issue.
Is that it on Quail?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At the Kazee Mills Park, that's a park on 160 on the way out, towards the Hilda Shop, there are some people that are doing extended stays there, and it's my understanding there used to be a sign up that prohibited that. And what happens is the trash begins to clutter around, and it increases our frequency to clean things up, and there's some undesirable things going on out there. What's the issue at hand is that the fact that the sign is missing, and no one can recall what the extended stay policy was. Some people think it was 10 days, some think it was 21 days.
How old is that policy?
I don't know.
Chuck, you remember before you?
I can possibly look at the state and see if they have an extended stay policy and mirror what they're doing. We can come up with our own. It's county maintained.
Have you asked the clerk to see if there's anything?
No.
If it's a policy, then we should have a record of it.
I state that it's a policy. At one point in time, it was a sign that had a date on it. Whether it's or not it was official policy, I've not found that.
My memory wants to say that the Corps paid for a sign.
Okay.
And we put it up.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's it or not.
I think I will talk with the Corps and see if they have it.
I think it'd be good for you to talk to the Corps for one thing. John Heiser or Mark Case or somebody with the Corps had said something that wasn't too exciting to me, and that was they were talking about demolishing the improvements to put an end to this. Which means you won't have that problem.
True.
To the extent that you do, although some people may still, unless they block it off, but the negative is there's people who use that park without, you know, the way it goes.
Right.
One guy makes it 20 people not have their service available, and so I can't remember how long ago that was mentioned, but we ought to have a conversation. If you want to start that, I think that'd be great. John Heiser, probably as good as any. And he might be able to answer the question, what was our policy? And I would be in favor of us looking at not to try to discourage them from doing that. In fact, I'm sure I said something to that effect when we talked, whenever it was. Because I hate to see them do that. I know it is an issue. It always has been. But we've worked through it before. I hate for us to sit back and let them close those services.
Okay. Got a few wiped out there. Great River's back. Unless they want to sit through my boring meeting.
Thank you for giving us a chance to go out and discuss it. What we've got a proposal that we would like to present to the commission, and what we would propose to do is that we're willing to do the Maple Street and East West Road for free. We would do the planning grant application for free, and we would do the T Highway application for $20,000. And if you wanted to add Fall Creek to that, we'd probably be somewhere in the ballpark about 15 for that one.
Additional.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Before we go to our planning and kicking around, any other engineer want to throw anything else out, or we'll be visiting a little bit if you all need time, or let's give, how can we do this? Can we kind of table this for tomorrow or something? And
yeah, I think we'd,
and
we don't have to decide right this second, but we need to decide soon, but let's just drop it for now or table it until we could have some time, possibly Wednesday. We've got BOE starting at 10. We've got some other things at 9. We possibly could just say something at 9 o'clock or something. And just we've got time till this. We'll just repost it for 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning. How's that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Dane's not going to be here either, so we'll have to make sure he gets the audio. I think he's gone Wednesday also with the doctor's appointment.
My 9:30 Wednesday.
That would keep you from attending also.
Right.
Can we do earlier? What time is your deal?
Actually, I've got commitments. I got a 7 o'clock that I won't be done until 8:30, so I was allowing myself drive time.
Ah. And BOE will be all day from what I've heard before.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put it at 3 o'clock, though. BOE sometimes gets over faster than we anticipate.
Okay.
Let's just repost it at 3 o'clock on Wednesday the 14th.
And if there's additional comments from any of the engineers, they can contact us
individually or whatever you want to do.
Because did that in a rush, and we appreciate you doing that in a rush, though. So. Anything else? All right, we'll stall until 3 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay, I'll have it reposted right now.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. All right, your boring list, Mr. Preston.
That's not boring.
Well, that's the word you use, wasn't it?
Well, okay, is Boys Camp Road, we're just going to hold off on Boys Camp Road for till Wednesday then. Is that fair?
You give us till Wednesday, Travis? Or do you want to?
It's not to me.
They don't know we're actually meeting today, so I mean, they're just on hold. So I don't think 2 days really makes a difference. But
well, I got a feeling that if Danny was here, we'd be voting to go ahead and do it. Is that the way you sensed him this morning?
Yeah, he was ready to spend the $250. My only thing was this. I'm going to throw a hypothetical out on this whole deal is, suppose we decided we want to do it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's say it ran $300,000. Okay, let's just say it's a $300,000 project for Boys Camp Road. Would that be something Frank would want to spend money on right now on Boys Camp Road and spending $300,000? That's kind of what the question is, because
we know it won't be $300,000 because it wouldn't cost us more than $250,000. We've got the grant.
Well, no, right. But I'm just saying, is that a priority road for you, Frank? Because what we don't know is, what's this thing going to cost us if we do it ourselves? And we don't know what the actual cost to do it. If, you know, I know what your estimates are out, but we think the estimates are coming down. I'm hoping they'll be less. Is this a priority?
Out of all the low water crossings or flooding issues in Taney County, because of the isolation of this particular portion, this would rank very high. In the event of a catastrophic flood, there could be loss of life in that area, and I'm not willing to go out on a limb and say that it's not a high priority, because I think it is.
Coon Creek, the low water crossing, is that rank up there too?
No, we can keep people off both. We can keep people off of Coon Creek.
Okay.
We can't necessarily evacuate an entire neighborhood, or something happened in the middle of the night, an unpredictable flash flood to that catastrophic size would really bother me. Us having discussed this over and over and talked about a CDBG grant for this particular event and then not move forward with it, I wouldn't want that on my shoulder.
Thank you.
Added anything
else that day. Did you say 200?
Yeah, we have 200. Someone representing 200 parcels.
Oh. So should we change that to 4 o'clock?
We'll move it to 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Let's do this. Would you mind calling the CDBG people and just see what their tolerance level is for waiting to decide here for us to make a decision? Hey, can you come back Wednesday and just let us know, or send us a note? You don't have to be here, but send us a note.
I'll email you guys. I'll get a hold of them this afternoon. And
that would help me out. I don't want to lose free money if it's free.
I agree with that. And again, that when you look at criteria, this one to me is different than all of the other ones that we're looking at. One of the things, to me, the biggest challenge in the construction of that job would be environmentally, how do we build or create a bypass road for the construction of the main portion that we're trying to lift up? So, do we have the ability and capabilities in-house to do all of that? Absolutely. But there may be some environmental concerns and or mitigation processes through the construction project that I would feel more comfortable having an engineering firm work on that with us to make sure that we were not in violation of any of those types of issues.
Very good. And you said you'd email us, so if they're saying you better be getting this in, then we could react appropriately. Very good.
All right, they're reposting that right now.
Oh, yes.
Could I
make a follow-up? You certainly may. Yeah,
oh,
get on
just
the mic.
In front of the microphone.
Yep.
I just, Mel was...
You put the decimal point in the wrong spot?
What's that?
I said, did you put the decimal point in the wrong spot?
No, not at all.
1,500 instead of 15.
No. It's nothing like that. But okay. On both of the free ones, I mean, of course, those aren't packaged together. But then when we say the 20 and the 15, those would be if we did them together. And you're taking advantage of the cost savings
right
with them together. Okay, right. So he didn't want me to misconceive that.
I assumed you were packaging the planning grant, the Fall Creek, and the T Highway kind of all together-ish.
Not necessarily. That's why I wanted to make it clear is that, certainly we'd like to get paid to do a grant application, but even if you choose not to select us on the T Highway or on the Fall Creek one, we'll still honor our proposal to do the other two for free.
Gotcha. So. Okay.
Thanks for the opportunity to clear that up.
Thanks. Yep. All right. To your exciting list, Mr. Preston. See you guys. Jan, please. Bye. Goodbye. You might miss something. Nah, she's got her scoop.
Just wanted to let you know that I'm looking into alternative sources of heat for Jack and Charlie's shop. Utilities were an issue last year, and I'm looking into an oil-burning stove. We recently replaced one out there at the mechanics bay for about $5,500, and I think the payback or return in investment would be relatively quick based on the utility bills that we were getting last year. Looking into it, haven't made any decisions. The next one I have is Bee Creek Bridge right-of-way. came to our attention a few weeks ago, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, that there may be portions of the existing Bee Creek Bridge that may or may not be in our right-of-way. Randy's done extensive research, including all his resources at the county, and talked to engineering firms that were involved in the building of the new bridge, and subsequently some people have retired and or passed away that were involved in the building of that road. To the best of our understanding, a verbal agreement was done with a Mr. Finest Keys with a doctor that owned a good portion of where today's bridge sits. There's no formal documentation in the county records anywhere that the Bee Creek Bridge resides on county right-of-way. All indications are such. So we need to
do some surveying, it sounds like.
We need to do some surveying. There was a portion of the bridge on the northeast side of the bridge. There was an agreement. A portion of the bridge is on our right-of-way. And there was a payment of $6,000 made to acquire that property, which falls about in line with the $1.81 we used recently off of Coon Creek for that type of non-residential / quasi-commercial. So don't have an answer for you yet, but I do think we need to move forward with a survey of that and working on getting an estimate for what the survey would cost for the existing footprint of the Bee Creek Bridge.
Wonderful.
Are you saying we need to have the survey done or to get an estimate to have?
Yeah, a survey done first, right?
Well, I'd like to. I'd like to get an estimate for the survey itself. Huh. Surveys can cost $500 and then cost $3,000 depending on the extent. So I'd like to get an estimate on the survey to see whose property we're impacting and what the potential fix or mitigation might be.
But as a rule, general rule, we don't do that. I mean, you all just pick a surveyor and do the job.
Right. Bringing it to your attention.
Okay.
That Bee Creek Road Bridge is in a unique situation.
Right.
A heads up on Sunset Road. Sunset Road was a road in the Y Highway sewer project that was discussed 6 or 8 weeks ago. Elderly couple came in and their mother lived there. They wanted to, why was it not paved the extra 200 and some odd feet? at that point in time, we were asked to see if we could acquire additional right-of-way to make that happen. And this is also just a heads up, there is one property owner in that stretch that will not sign the right-of-way because he has two pending issues with the current sewer contractor in regards to things that have been done on his property. It is on the punch list of the contractor that's working on the project, but it's not his tasks or concerns have not been met to this date. He won't sign a right-of-way release until that's done. So that's a heads up also. If you hear of anything from people on Sunset wondering why it's not paved yet, it's because we haven't acquired right-of-way.
All the right-of-ways.
All of the right-of-way.
You don't have a problem with waiting until we get the right-of-way signed, right?
No, I'm puzzled here. If I know where there's sewer issue on Sunset.
Sunset is one of the roads in the Y Highway sewer project, and that's
okay. I'm thinking of a road on T Highway.
So it was the elderly couple that came in two or three times.
The unpaved, paved promise.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you now.
I've been meeting with a gentleman by the name of Steve Johnson. That's the president of a company called Toxic Discovery Consultants. And he stopped by for two different reasons. One, he's recently moved to the county. He's been in this type of industry, has over 20 years experience. He stopped in to see how the county was doing in regards to the issues that he deals with. And what he does as part of his work is investigate, look at, or keep counties from getting in trouble or having too much liability out there by not following standard rules and procedures for various things that counties do. One of the things that he specializes in is fuel tank situations. We've had two meetings, both at his request. One was in the office and one was out in the field, and that is to look at the fuel tank situations in Taney County. We are supposed to have a spill prevention plan and secondary containment and several other minor issues that we have most of. He was rather pleased when he saw what he did in the field inspection, but we need to have there's some new pending legislation with a deadline of November 10th of 2010. There's some things that we don't have in place, so he's given me a proposal of $3,000 to $4,000, not to exceed $5,500 for the inspection of all three facilities, the third one being the airport, Taney County Airport. So really what he did was open up my eyes to some things that I wasn't aware of. And I'm wondering if we shouldn't go out to request for a proposal from a lot of different people. He does state in here, and I'll get you a copy of this later, that based on current industry standards, he's giving us a 42% rate cut on the overall project. And there's a scope of services in here. So we have three fuel facilities, and we're pretty much in compliance. There's pending legislation. There's pending deadlines for new compliance out there that I'm not aware of where we are not in compliance on these issues. It's something similar to our operations manual at the waste at the transfer station. It's something that should be updated on every 5, 10, 12, 15 years.
So are you in favor of doing that? You can't ask for quotations on professional services.
Mm-hmm.
You can either a statement of qualifications to see if there's anybody else who's qualified to do this type of work. If you want to do that with Linda, just have Linda go through the process of doing that. But to actually, I don't think we can bid out specific labor for a project when it's specifically, it's a kind of a... I guess you shouldn't say we don't have to.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I would like to move forward with this. The reason I brought it to your attention, it's over $4,500.
Right.
And that's the threshold for...
paying?
Yeah. It's $5,500.
Do you have a budget for this somewhere?
In building and facilities. I do.
Within Road and Bridge? I mean, mm-hmm. within, what, 245 or 250? Mm-hmm. Chuck?
One thought I have is, doing this job and whatnot, just got this feeling we got somebody that's selling something, and maybe we really don't need it too bad.
I thought so too in the beginning, in the initial contact. And what I'm afraid of is what I'm not aware of. So this is be like buying insurance as if there were a big leak or a problem out at any of the I have talked to all of the supervisors. We do have emergency plans in place. Everyone that works at each facility knows where the shutoff pumps are at. It's made me do my homework in several other areas, but actually, let me spend some more time on this issue. I'd feel more comfortable if I gave it some more time.
Okay. I mean, I've visited with the gentleman before.
You say you have?
I have.
His name's Steve Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Once again, I'm kind of where you are, Chuck, and I'm kind of where Frank is. Is he selling something we don't need? And or is he just going to expose something to us that we don't, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, that's why I said, my suggestion was go visit you, because I really didn't have insight on that, so.
Well, if nothing else, it's made me do some checks and balances on some issues. You know, how often do you think about some of these things? So we did some homework.
Good.
And I'll do some more.
Please.
We take about a minute.
Recess. Sure.
Let me finish my. What else you got left?
Just two things.
Okay.